Judges, chapter 20. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, to the Yahweh in Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of Elohim, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, "Tell us, how was this wickedness done?" And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, "I came to Gibeah, that belongs to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to lodge. And the men of Gibeah rose against me and beset the house round about me by night and thought to have slain me, and my concubine have they forced so that she is dead. And I took my concubine and I cut her in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, you are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel." And all the people rose as one man, saying, "We will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up by lot against it, and we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000 to fetch food for the people, that they may do when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel." So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. And the tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, "What wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel." But the children of Benjamin would not listen to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities into Gibeah, to go out to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities 26,000 men that drew sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people were 700 chosen men left-handed. Every one could sling stones at a hairbreadth and not miss. And the men of Israel, beside Benjamin, were numbered 400,000 men that drew sword, and all these were men of war. And the children of Israel rose and went up to the house of Yahweh and asked counsel of Yahweh and said, "Which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin?" And Yahweh said, "Yehuda shall go up first." And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before Yahweh until evening and asked counsel of Yahweh, saying, "Shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother?" And Yahweh said, "Go up against him." And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day, and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. And then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came to the house of Yahweh and wept and sat there before Yahweh and fasted that day until evening and offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before Yahweh. And the children of Israel inquired of Yahweh, for the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, "Shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease?" And Yahweh said, "Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into your hand." And Israel sent liers in wait round about Gibeah. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah, as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city, and they began to smite of the people and kill, as at other times, in the highways, of which one goes up to Bethel and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, They are smitten down before us, as at the first. But the children of Israel said, Let us run and draw them from the city to the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar. And the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and the battle was sore. But they knew not that evil was near them. And Yahweh smote Benjamin before Israel. And the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,100 men. All these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten. For the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted to the liers in wait, which they had set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah. And the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. And now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill of the men of Israel about 30 persons, for they said, Surely they are smitten down before us, as in the first battle. But when the flame began to arise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore, they turned their backs before the men of Israel into the way of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them. And them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about and chased them and trod them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them to Gidom, and slew 2,000 men of them. So all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword, and all these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness to the rock Rimmon, and stayed in the rock Rimmon for 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city, as the beast, and all that came to hand also. They set on fire all the cities that they came to. End of chapter 20.